Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. A very good morning to everyone out there. Fan Morning Show, that's us. We're presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Kenny Mayne has joined the Odyssey family with his new podcast. Hey, Mayne! Each week, Kenny's going to talk to someone he knows a little about but is fascinated by a lot. Athletes, musicians, you know the type. Download Hey, Mayne on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let me reset the what's going on the rest of the show. 8:30, Mike Holden. It's his last day in Pittsburgh, his last day on the job, WPXI. He joins. We love Mike Holden. What is your rooting interest on Baker Mayfield? We talk about before this hour is out. Because, man, has he turned into a sympathetic figure? Maybe. Maybe. Ross Tucker coming up at 9 o'clock. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Ross is just incredibly funny. A goofball in a local hockey game, an adult hockey game. We talk about him before the show is out. The Donnie Football joins to bring us up to speed on how his running is going. Because he's got to get in all those miles in the next week. That's for sure. All right, Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We have a listener, longtime listener, guy from around here, went to Crowley, like this. He went to West Virginia, big West Virginia fan. His name is Scott Simons. He sends me a message the other day about a bunch of different things. But also as part of the message, just so you know, Crowley, how big of a fan he is, P.S., WVU is winning the backyard brawl and probably big, he wrote.
My man.
So he wrote that. He also is the creator and the performer of the Paw Patrol song. Anybody who is a parent and has a kid in the past, I don't know, decade that has been, well, a kid, has heard the Paw Patrol song. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll get there on the double. That's Scott. That's Scott Simons. Mm-hmm. Well, he listens to our station religiously. Lives in Los Angeles on the West Coast. He used to listen when I worked at night, and now he's up doing, you know, musicians, creative types. They're up all different hours, all different times. So he flips on our show, and he says, well, and he likes it. He likes what we talk about. And he said, you know what I want to do? I'm going to go ahead and make a Paw Patrol show, but make it a fan morning or Paw Patrol song, make it a fan morning show song. I said, you don't have to do that. He said, I'm a songwriter. That's what I do. That's what I do for my, and plus I got a little time. I'm just kind of kicking around, doing some different things. I'm going to take a day to do it. I said, well, if you insist. So overnight, and I said, this was a couple days ago. I didn't know if it would take a day. I didn't know if it would take a month. I didn't know what. Overnight, I got an email. It came at like 4 o'clock this morning. He said, here you go. This might need to be the new lead into our show. It might need to be. Mm. So here's Scott Simons, who is the creator of the Paw Patrol song, and he's changed it just a little.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered by some Yinzerific hoes. Colin, Dunlap, Adam, Crowley, Chris, Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning show, whoa-oh-oh. Here we go.
That is amazing.
I mean, I don't. He worked Colony
Scott,
in there.
You are just amazing.
I don't know what to say.
Honored.
Do we change and lead the show off every morning to get going at 6 o'clock with this now?
I think
it's
we
tempting.
Do.
It's tempting.
I gotta hear it one more time. I don't want to overdo it.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios.
Pittsburgh sports are covered by some userific hoes. Colin, Dunlap, Adam, Crowley, Chris, Mac, yeah! They're on the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee, it's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning Show, we're on a roll. So here we go, it's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning Show, whoa-oh-oh-oh. Here we go.
That's it. That's it. Every morning, 6 o'clock. Bang.
I say we got to change it. When they say Colony, they say who?
Who?
That's right. I didn't catch that until the last playthrough.
That is. That's got to be it. We got to change the opening song, not the pre-show. Keep the pre-show as it is. 6 o'clock. We got to hear that.
I'm with you.
Oh my
Every
God.
Day, baby.
Yeah, and maybe move Ron to Good Morning Pittsburgh to the pre-show.
Yes.
Does this start tomorrow? Does this start Monday?
Well, tomorrow we're off.
Oh, yeah,
Saturday.
Good call. Does this start Monday? Does it start after the holiday?
Monday, 6 a.m. sharp.
This
Bang.
Is it.
Yep.
What do people think? 412-928-9370. Change the song right now, people are saying. Yes, 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 lead the show. It'll wake me up 2 hours into my shift. Here's a great one. Here's a text.
Okay.
I think somebody just turned on. That sounds like the music from Paw Patrol.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
I'm dying here. That sounds like the music from Paw Patrol.
Wow, he's right. I hadn't considered that.
I believe he's got it nailed here. Monday, yes, yes, yes. This is just thumbs up. This is a rebrand. Not rebrand, but just spiffing it up a little bit.
Yep, refreshing thing.
Now, you guys, whenever Scott reached out, and again, big-time listener, and you could text us all that you feel, 412-928-9370 on the text line. When he reached out, did you have an idea? Like, this knocked my socks off. He wrote it himself.
That's what he does.
He gets content. Did you think it would be this good, Crowley?
I didn't think it would happen.
I had no idea this was going on. I first heard about this at 4:30 this morning. And first heard the song approximately 5 minutes ago. As you people are hearing it for the first time, I am hearing it for the first time. And it's amazing. It's everything I thought it could possibly be.
Now, our boss, Craig Riley, his sister reaches out to me. His sister, Kristen, who listens to our show every day and even listened before her brother was our boss.
Hi, Kristen.
And she said, I need to hear that every single morning. So there we go. So that's got to start our show then.
All right, fine. Every segment we'll play it.
No. 6 o'clock.
Just six o'clock.
We start the show. I had no idea he would. I knew he'd turn it around. I was honestly expecting. These are busy, creative Hollywood types. Scott's an important guy. He's got gazillions of dollars on the royalties from Paw Patrol, which is, it's a famous show.
I mean, yeah. For
kids.
You know what? Let's see how much pull he has. This was nice. I'm voicing a doggy at some point.
Oh.
Let's go.
Yo, that's your next play.
I want to be a villain.
It's about the evolution of this. You're going to kill Rubble. Zima on that show?
Not kill, but perhaps maim.
What's the bad guy's name? I can't remember. My kids haven't watched Paw Patrol for a while.
Oh, the bad guy.
You could be like the bad guy's sidekick.
Oh.
Crowman, the bad.
There's Rubble. There's Sky.
Yeah.
Everest is a good guy. Marshall is the fireman guy,
right?
Rocky. Captain
Mayor
Turbo
Humdinger
or whatever.
Was really, that guy was really a badass.
Mr. Porter is in that show.
There's a bad guy somewhere, isn't there?
There's a bad guy?
Yeah.
Well, there's Chase, there's Ryder, there's Marshall.
No, yeah, the dogs are all good. They're the heroes.
They're good. There is...
If there isn't a bad guy, one should be introduced.
There's that mayor guy. That's always
Mayor
a real
Humdinger.
Pain in the ass. No, it's like Mayor Goodway or something.
Yes,
like that.
I think that's it. Not really a bad guy, but yeah, just annoying.
He's just a pain. He's like all politicians. He's a pain in the ass. So, and there's Humdinger, too. And he's from the other town. I had twins that sat through
all
this. Then the guy who owns the store is Porter.
I'm thinking of Mayor Goodway and Chicoletta.
They have rival towns, don't they?
Right. Mm-hmm. So Mayor Humdinger is from Foggy Bottom, correct?
Of course.
Correct. Correct.
You know this.
My daughter's into it in like the last 4 months. So.
Oh, she is? She's into it now. She's going to catch royalties off this now that we got this on our show.
Well, and here's the deal.
That cats. That's what I'm thinking of. The cats are the bad guys.
Of course.
The Mayor Humdinger's cats.
That's it.
All right. He smashed it. This crushes Joe Grushecki's Our House song. I love Joe Grushecki. One of the best guys you ever meet in your life. But this kind of, I mean, this kills it.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7.
Here we are.
Solving your life's problems from Green
the
Tree
Colony
Studios.
Part.
Pittsburgh sports are covered by some Yinzerific hoes. Colin Dunlap, Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony.
Ooh.
When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning Show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning Show, whoa-oh-oh-oh. Here we go.
Yeah, that's good. That's 6 o'clock Monday. There we are, 6 o'clock Monday.
PM team doesn't have a theme.
Nope.
Nope, they don't. Andrew Filippiani, yeah.
Chris Mueller.
Yeah.
Cook and Joe, I don't see any big-time writing
Journey.
Songs for them.
If he could get the new Journey guy, Ron would be in heaven. It'd be orgasmic for Ron.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The Filipino guy?
That guy's Filipino. He was a karaoke singer, right? Wasn't that his gig?
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm on cloud nine. I'm very happy.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm happy. Scott, all sincerity, though.
Scott, this is amazing.
And for him to turn it around, too. Like I said, he's trying to win Grammys, and then he's screwing around with us. This is great. Good on him. All right, Ross Tucker, he joins at the top of the hour. By the way, I realized this yesterday. Golf was a lot of fun. Play with the Shenderovich brothers. Mm-hmm. Play with my buddy Bob Sill. All of our buddies, Bob Sill. He's just a great marketing guy in town. But golf should be 14 holes at best, maybe 12. Two sixes or two sevens.
It doesn't
need to be two nines.
No. Even 15. Well, 15 is an odd number. Then you're going to screw it up. You got a front seven and a back eight. That's not going to work. But, yeah, once you get to the last three or four, you're just gassed. You're done for the day.
I can't remember the last time I played 18. I usually quit around 14.
Now, nothing makes you – yeah, you're right. Like, nothing. You can pay for 18 and walk off anytime you like. But it should, you know what courses should be if they want to keep 18? Three sixes.
Oh.
I can go with that.
You want to play a six? You got a couple hours? You want
right.
to do
play two sixes? You want to play three sixes? That's how they should be bracketed off and charged as such. Three different sixes. So just one.
Bad idea.
Song is horrible. I feel like I'm about to listen to a spinoff of it's a spinoff of Friends. It's awful. Don't ever play it. One bad vote. That means we're doing it, Crowley. Do you have it? You think you can make it happen? Is our rejoin everything to go? Fan Morning Show. Link it up with the big voice and all of that, Crowley.
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right. Mike Holden. He joins at 8:30. It's his final day of work in Pittsburgh. It's a sad day. I can't believe Holden, he's done. He's finished. This is no good. By the way, 93.7 The Fan, we want to come out to your youth baseball and softball games. Check it all out, 93.7 The Fan. That's us. We can make a stop out to your games. Just shoot us an email, youthsports@937thefan.com. We're looking for Saturday games in particular. Holden in just a little bit. Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider at 9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5 minutes from now, Mike Holden, WPXI, his last day on the job. That's no good. No good at all. He's leaving town. We're worse for it. This is the biggest loss, free agency loss in town since Barry Bonds left. It really is. I'm devastated by the Holden news. All right, speaking of songs, so Pony had this take. What was his take about Kenny Pickett yesterday that was one of these made-for-sports talk radio takes, I think? It was there since... They're a level of sincerity. I got to look at the tweet. I'm going to pull it up right now. It was about the third best quarterback in Steelers history. It was that. It was Kenny Pickett will go down as the third best quarterback in Steelers history. Bare minimum, he writes. Okay. So he may or may not, but that's a ludicrous take to have right now before the guy even made his way above third on the depth chart at minicamp. It's a ludicrous take, I think. We need to try to find a song or a drop to whenever Pony has one of these takes either on the air or on Twitter to revisit the next day and not belabor them unless it's a good topic to talk about, but to just read the take or play his take from the show and have a song in the background. What is a good theme song? Text us, 412-928-9370. One that, like... speaks about nonsense or overreaction.
Yeah, we're not looking for yakety sacks.
Right, yeah. Right. Something that is not cliched, but that can accompany these ridiculous takes.
And I'll just throw this out there. Pony, I love you.
So do I.
Super talented.
He's doing his job getting people to react like us.
Hell of a nice man. But you didn't watch Kenny Pickett throw a single pass at OTAs or minicamp, unless I'm remembering incorrectly. I mean, yeah, we've seen some video where he's throwing the ball on air to Najee Harris. Not right. Even Najee Harris. The backup's backup to Najee Harris. How are we supposed to know this?
Yeah, we need a song. Because we need to make this into a bit whenever Pony has these outlandish takes. Pardon me. I mean, that has to happen. I'm going to take the weekend to look around on YouTube and try to figure something out. Something that fits it.
We need the people here.
We do. We need the people at 412. Yeah, Twilight Zone, people are saying. Maybe. Eminem's Lose Yourself. I don't know. Does that fit? We need something deeper, something good. By the way, bad news this morning as we continue with that. I just saw this tweet. Actually, Zeiss sent it to me. He sent me this story out of Toledo. 13 ABC News in Toledo. Tony Geftos has the story. He's a reporter in Toledo. A devastating loss for Bruce Gradkowski. Former UT and NFL quarterback, he owns this place called Social Gastro Pub in Perrysburg, Ohio, which by Toledo. Fire destroyed that business late yesterday. Oh. All employees were able to get out safely, and it happened during the daylight. You can see the video. It's a devastating fire. So all the employees got out safely. They evacuated thanks to a customer who says she alerted the staff that there was a fire outside. But you see the video, and it's just devastating. So anything, your thoughts with Bruce this morning. He owns that business. He makes money off that business. That's what he does now post-NFL. He was doing some coaching, but the video is just, it's awful. It's a restaurant in the place that Bruce owns just going up in flames. And we know a lot of people and have bumped into a lot of people and have had relationships with a lot of people in what we do. Top of the line guy.
Yeah.
He's just happens to be your neighbor who played in the NFL is what Bruce is. No airs about him, no pretenses, no nothing. He's just a guy from Dormont who played in the NFL. So I hope that everything's well. And he's being on this clip, he's being interviewed by the local news, and he's just beside himself. So, man, I hope it works out.
Glad everybody's okay.
Right.
But still, that sucks.
Yeah, just totally sucks for him. Totally sucks for him. Coming up next, Mike Holden. He joins. Last day on the job here in Pittsburgh. He won't be easy to replace. That's for sure. We talk to WPXI's Mike Holden next here, Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, sad day. It's just a terrible, terrible sad day. Mike Holden, WPXI, final day on the job. He's brought us so much joy, so many laughs, so great reporting. That's the other thing that gets lost in this, how good he is at his job, is how great of a reporter he is. And he doesn't always just make us smile. He brings us hard-hitting stories, and today's it for him here in town. Mike, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
How would the introduction, to quote American Idol Season 1 champion Kelly Clarkson from her debut single, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. It took 6 years, but what a privilege and an honor.
I know. We're sad. I've always said that you're miscast anyway. You should be working on a red carpet.
I've heard that before.
Why aren't you working on a red carpet for like E or for one of those, or Bravo or something?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping for this morning show debut, maybe I can use this to leverage a new contract. We'll see what happens.
You've already leveraged a new something. You're going back home to Cleveland, Mike, which I understand for you and your family is a great thing. And in all sincerity, seriously, I'm glad for you that you'll be back home and closer to family with everything going on, and I hope that all works out. But you've already leveraged the situation, Michael.
I know. And you know what? It's bittersweet. It's crazy. I can't believe it's been 6 years. So surreal, everything that's happened here. And it's so crazy because you tell people from Pittsburgh, you're like, please don't be mad at me. Like, I'm really sorry about this. Don't think I'm a traitor. But then I was at my station, my new station in Cleveland last week, just like walking around touring the place. And I'm like, don't hold it against me. I just came from Pittsburgh. So I think I get like the best of both worlds and kind of have like that middle ground understanding of like the goodness of both cities, but you just have to be a little cautious about who you say that to.
Don't worry about hurting any feelings here, but tell, what's the favorite thing about Pittsburgh that you're going to miss the most whenever you leave?
I mean, like, this sounds very cliche, but the people and the characters, we find the best people every single day. And if you watch local news, you can tell the beauty of it is the fact that there are so many awesome people that live here. And I'm not just saying this because I'm on air with you guys right now. Like, I genuinely will miss running into you to random people at gas stations, bars, restaurants. And I'm not kidding when I said this either. Like Colin, when I did my little goodbye post a couple weeks ago. I'm not kidding. You guys, Colin, over the last couple of years, the amount of shout-outs, people coming up to me at gas stations and bars and restaurants, and I don't know anything about sports. I heard you talking about Baker Mayfield, and I started getting, like, facial sweat. Because I'm like, I think he's still with the Browns, but, yeah.
Mike Holden joining us, final day here in Pittsburgh. What was your – do you like being in the studio? Do you like being out – because here's the thing. You have been you have kind of the reputation of being the best man on the street, the best live shot guy that's ever been in this town, at least I think so, out there in the field. Do you like being out on the field, and do you know that you're good at that?
Thank you. Well, I'm flattered. Thank you. I always appreciate that. I like being out in the streets. Because, again, that's where, like, everything really happens. That's where things are breaking and developing. And then you can kind of be creative with whatever you're doing. But, obviously, when it's, like, you know, -5 with the wind chill, it's nice to be inside occasionally. But, again, I always love doing those weather live shots where we're, like, picking up snow and knocking snow off cars. As ridiculous as they may seem, like, that's my bread and butter. Like, I love that. So I definitely live for the thrill of being outside.
Hey, again, I'm going to be on a serious note here. How are you doing your health? Because I know you were laid up for a little bit. It was a while ago now, but we were very concerned and we followed along on social media.
I'm good. This interview is so professional. Not that I didn't expect it, but no, I'm good. I wear, like, this is insane, but I always, like, make fun of my footwear, but I wear Skechers, like, every single day. They look like orthopedic tennis shoes, and I just do way less. Like, I don't walk as much as I used to. I do way fewer steps, and Colin's wife can attest to this because she used to sit in the row behind me at spinning class in cycle bar. I don't do that anymore because I think, like, all of the strain on my foot and constant exercise, that was a killer. So, Colin, tell Raina a shout out. I miss her.
I will, for
so,
sure.
Wait, now what's the deal on this, Mike? Are you going to get supremely strong in the upper body, or are you just quitting out working out altogether? You going to start throwing weights around?
No, I feel like I'm just, like, skinny fat at this point, which is fine. But I don't know, maybe. I've never liked lifting weights, but, like, no one knew this. But I played hockey for 14 years, and I was a defenseman. So you talk about miscast. I feel like that was, like, a different part of my life that never existed. So it's so weird when I tell people that, but they look at me now, they're like, wait, what? Were you good? I'm like, I think. I don't know.
Were you mean?
Yeah, how were you mean? Do you have the ability to be mean to people?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot to upset me, but yeah, I mean, and I watch, like, a lot of Real Housewives, and that, like, helps you channel, like, the clapbacks, the answers. So I can bring it when it needs to come out, you know what I mean?
I feel like you need to channel that inner physicality, though, Mike. Like, you're missing that.
Well, I don't want to get arrested for assault charges.
Well, no, leave that to that dummy goalie out at South Point. You just need to be in front of the net clearing some space out for your tendy.
You're right. And helping, you know, avoid the obstruction. Yeah, you have a point there, Chris.
Before we let you go, Mike, I know that there's a lot of people you want to thank, a lot of people that have helped you out. Is it going to be – I know you're going home, and I know that it's great. What has this done for you, do you think, to maybe propel – do you think it'll be 10, 15 years from now, and you look back and you go, okay, I learned this and this and this in Pittsburgh, and now I'm here, and it's really helped my career. Did Channel 11 do that for you?
I genuinely feel like I came here when I had just turned 26 years old, and obviously there's a maturity gap. But over the years, and I've been here for 6 years, I've learned so much personally and professionally. I mean, from a journalistic aspect, we work with a lot of really incredible people, top-down situation, reporters, anchors, photographers, you get the gist of it, EPs. And working around all those people kind of elevates you to want to do better and be the best. And I think that Pittsburgh will always have a place in my heart. It has been so positive and such a fun experience. And I mean, we've been through a lot over the last couple of years. So I will always look back on this situation and be eternally grateful, obviously, to you guys, the viewers, everyone at my station. So it's been a crazy ride, definitely a lot of ups and downs, but I'll look back on it and be super grateful for everything that happened over this time.
Mike Holden, final day on the job. Mike, we thank you so very much. We thank you for being
fun. I hope
fun.
I didn't disappoint you guys.
No!
I was very nervous.
No, not at all. Why would you be nervous? Also, you brought fun, especially when you were on in the morning, because that's when we see you. You brought fun in life, and you brought an ability to have a smile when there's so much damn bad and awful news. And I think that's why people gravitated toward you so much here in Pittsburgh. Everybody did. And we miss that so much because every time you turn it on, it's a shooting, it's an assault, it's a death, it's a fire. But you brought fun to different stories and to different subjects. And that's why we, again, gravitated toward you. So thank you for that, Michael.
You guys are so nice. I really appreciate that. And it means a lot because we go through a lot of crazy stuff. So, I mean, it means the world to hear that. And Colin, I will be mornings in Cleveland. So you can watch the live stream. And, you know, I'll send you the link to that. But I did download just so I sounded educated and knew what you guys were talking about. Love the Paw Patrol new introduction. I downloaded the Odyssey app. Free in the iTunes store if anyone's interested. 93.7 The Fan FM, right?
Yep, there we
Look
go.
At you.
Mike, yeah. Thank
Just tell
you.
Tell Alexa.
The plug.
Yes, the big plug.
We're going to miss you so much, dude.
We are. Thanks again. We will catch up soon. I'll tell my wife you said hello, and we'll catch up soon, Mike.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day. Keep up the good work.
You too.
Thanks. You too,
oh,
Mike.
Man.
Best
Just,
of luck.
Wow. I'll tell you, you meet very few people who are genuine, really good souls that want the best for everybody. Mike Holden, that guy. He's that guy. Oh,
he said we were nice, and that's definitely
true. I know. Somebody warped him.
Don't tell him.
Yes. Ross Tucker, top of the next hour. Odyssey NFL Insider. We're joined by Ross Tucker. And then Donnie Football. How's he doing in his running? We need to catch up with him. Coming up next, can one guy manipulate it as much to where he could become a sympathetic figure? We'll tell you who that guy is in sports. Coming up in just a couple minutes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cook and Joe, listen to them. Listen to them every day, especially Wednesdays. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. The General Patton. I love that segment. Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. You can check out all the details, 937thefan.com. So humbled that Mike Holden took a couple minutes of his day to join us, and we'll follow his career. I'm telling you, someday you will look up, and it will be one of those Hollywood Insiders or
extra
one of those shows, mm-hmm. Bravo or something, and he will be on the red carpet. He will be that guy, that reporter, that person at the Golden Globes or whatever, and just going, "You are fabulous. Who are you wearing today?" He's going to be that guy. He is so miscast. He'd be an incredible red carpet guy and a celeb gossip guy. He's that.
He nailed the Real Housewives mention.
Somebody just has to give him a shot at that, and he will run with it.
I love how in another life he's Chris Pronger just bashing guys' skulls in as a defenseman.
Yes. He's such a good soul. Anyway, all right, from that same part of the world, or at least played in the same part of the world, as Holden is from the Cleveland area, Baker Mayfield. It's still, nobody knows what's going to happen. Is he going to get traded to Carolina? Is he going to go to Seattle? What's going to happen? With everything that happened with Baker Mayfield, okay, he was living at the stadium. Then they evicted him, I guess. I don't know how that works.
Those should be fun commercials in the fall.
Yeah, for sure. So they have an alleged I don't know where it is, but with Deshaun Watson right now, he's just a bad guy, it seems like. They went and they made a decision to sign him before and told Baker Mayfield to hit the road. It's coming out that it looks worse and worse and worse with Deshaun Watson every single day. Can he manipulate this or spin this to become any sort of aggrieved party to say, hey, you know what? Or even people that look at this from the outside looking in say, you know, Baker Mayfield may not have been the best guy. And there's the on-the-field stuff where he didn't perform all that well. But you really got rid of that guy for a guy. We welcomed in a scumbag before we knew the depths of his scumbaggery and got rid of Baker Mayfield. Can Baker Mayfield just stand there with his arms folded and go, see?
I don't know how, as a Steelers fan especially, you can't want Baker Mayfield to go wherever he goes, Carolina, Seattle, somewhere in the NFC preferably, and help that team drag itself into the playoffs and watch the Browns somehow go like 6-11 with Jacoby Brissett because Watson gets suspended for the entire year. As a Steelers fan, I would absolutely bathe in that, yes. Not because I'm especially fond of Baker Mayfield, although off the field I don't think he's a bad guy. Just because I would love to see the pained facial expressions of Browns fans when that happened.
I loved LeBron James when he left Cleveland because he caused more pain than any Steelers victory ever could cause. And I feel like Baker Mayfield's the same way. Baker Mayfield leaves. Let's say he goes to Seattle, tears it up. I mean, he rips their heart out. And he laid it all on the line for that team last year. I don't think Baker's very good. I really don't. And I've gone back and forth actually with Baker on Twitter.
I think he's hit his apex.
Yeah.
I think he is what he is. You see what he is.
But he was hurt, and he risked further injury to try to help get that team to the playoffs last year. And what's he get? The thanks he gets is this guy, this alleged rapist, gets brought in, and they don't even say goodbye to you. They're just going to kick you to the curb.
Look, can he say, look, I might stink, but at least I ain't that. And he gets run out. Not just kick him to the curb. Kick him to the curb and then sign the guy for the biggest contract in world history to play football and take your job.
And if you're a Browns fan, you look at it from the point of view of, okay, maybe you even look at Mayfield the same way we do and say, I mean, he's a wild card quarterback at best, right? He was never going to get you much deeper than that, even with a great team around him. But at least he wasn't this other guy who, first of all, it sounds like is a complete and total scumbag away from the field.
That's right.
And when he's on the field, well, we don't know what he's going to look like because it may be close to 2 years by the time he takes another snap. So I'm not saying Deshaun Watson, once he plays football again, if he plays football ever again, will have lost any and all skill he possessed, but you don't know if he's going to be any good. At least if you were the Browns with Mayfield, it may not have been the best quarterback in the world, but at least you knew what you were getting from Mayfield, especially with the team around him.
I never liked him. I like the personality. I mean, I like grabbing your junk against Kansas. I like that he was a walk-on and worked for everything, and he wears that chip on his shoulder. But I never liked him.
As a quarterback or as a person?
As a quarterback, but also, you know, the arrogance in Cleveland then rubs me the wrong way because he becomes the enemy then at that point. I kind of like the shtick, but not there. You go to Seattle, you put that tenfold, brother. You take that shtick, and I want you press conferences. Yeah, well, I could have been doing it in Cleveland. Guess what? Now I'm throwing touchdowns here. Now I'm an all-star here. Now I'm a Pro Bowler here. I like it magnified there if he has success.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that he should have toned down the act a little bit. And this is – if it's not him, it's not him, okay? But if he would have toned down the act a little bit, then when he won, acted like that. He had the inverse of it. In Cleveland, you got to win first before you walk in like Conor McGregor. You got to beat somebody first before you start walking in like that. And maybe he had the relative – hey, they beat the Steelers in a playoff game, so it is what it is, without their coach too. But, I mean, that's a big win for them. But he seemed to have, I don't know if the level of arrogance ever matched the success.
I think a lot of it was a lack of maturity too, which I'll be curious to see how that changes now that he's essentially been knocked down a peg. The guy who's been booted out of Cleveland and has struggled to catch on somewhere else this offseason, does that mute that immaturity or that arrogance? And does he learn something from all of it and look up? And do we look up, you know, a year from now and Baker Mayfield is a little bit, I don't know, a little bit more responsible?
I think it hits it. I think he just even it ramps it up from here.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of Cleveland. He's ready to go. He's somebody that just is maybe even just tough to take from here on because he knows he's going to have to win a spot probably somewhere now.
Right. He's not going to be – they're not going to hand him the keys.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not going to be hard in Seattle with Drew Lock there.
No, it shouldn't be. Ross Tucker, he joins the top of the hour. We talk to him. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Fan weather today, sunny, hot, 86 for a high, 90 tomorrow. Sunday could rain a little bit.
That's the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.